it's time for my next guest. You know, a major timber, they're releasing a new survey about the concerns of small and mid-sized business owners. Joining me, I have an expert, small business expert and Verizon Vice President Mark Tina. He's got the newest findings from Verizon Small Business Survey. Mark, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Can you share with us some of the highlights of Verizon's new survey, mainly as it talks about the outlook for small and medium-sized businesses?
Absolutely. We partnered with Morning Consult, and we spoke with over 600 small and medium businesses across the nation around what's top of mind for them. And frankly, there is growing concern around some of the inflation pressure. Over 82% responded that they were concerned there. Around half are also concerned about some supply chain issues. And then finally, obviously, the labor workforce issues that are out there. However, on an optimistic front, these companies are also stating that they are leveraging and investing in technology in order to not only survive some of these times, but to also thrive and create new ways of doing business with both their existing and prospective customers.
Now, you mentioned inflation. That's certainly a challenge for everybody, especially for small businesses who are trying to rein in prices and make the most of their budgeting for this year. How have you seen how some of small businesses are dealing with some of those inflation challenges?
Sure. So some are passing some of that cost on to the consumer. And like when you or I walk in and buy something or order something, it's a bit higher than it was. However, small, medium business owners need to figure out other ways of doing that. And so I mentioned technology. A lot of these businesses are finding ways to become more effective, more efficient, and more nimble in how they serve their customers. I'll give you a couple specific examples. Connectivity has become more necessary than ever before, and the survey showed that, where most businesses are investing in better broadband connectivity, which Verizon offers through our wireless network, because their employees are maybe working from home or working out in the field or remotely as they serve customers versus coming all the way into the office. And so that connectivity to information and systems and such becomes critical. One other example I'll hit briefly is just digital. A lot of these businesses are finding easier, more cost-effective ways to transact with their customers, whether it's over a website or a mobile app on a device. And customers, you know, they want to do business where they want to do business. So those are a couple of examples of what's happening out there.
I think small businesses are really looking for a better technology infrastructure. And I have a friend who works in a real estate office and was just telling me how much help they need, because basically if more than two people sign onto their computers, the internet just slows to a crawl.
That is exactly accurate in the sense of depends on what type of broadband connection they have, right? So there's only so much bandwidth, we call it, available. And if there's too many users on, what your friends are experiencing does happen. And that's where Verizon can help. We have offer broadband services over our 5G network that can offer 50 megabits per second, hundreds of megabits per second, even up to gigabytes per second. We also offer fiber broadband as well. And I don't want to seem techie on that. Just know that really what that means is, depending on that customer's need, we have the right level of broadband connectivity that we can offer over our reliable network, which is also secure as well, in order to help businesses just like the one you just described.
As businesses are heading toward, obviously, we can't ignore that the holiday sales season is going on. I knew that when Halloween decorations were in the store around 4th of July. Everything's accelerated, but it makes sense. Small businesses are trying to stay ahead of the curve. Does the survey have any insight or predictions for how holiday sales are going to go this year?
It does. But first, those Halloween decorations. So somebody texted me, Christmas trees were already out.
Oh, for sure.
Stores as well. So
for sure.
Across the board. Yeah, but really what that is so first of all, businesses are optimistic that they're going to see the typical holiday traffic volume. The concern, though, becomes similar to what you just mentioned, where that's a supply chain concern, where will we have the product? Will we have enough time to get it in and make sure that we can serve all of our customers versus having them go elsewhere? So companies are trying to invest in technology to get better insights into their supply chain. Where is the inventory? How much do we have? Who are the different suppliers that we can order from? And then they'll use those analytics to serve that increased, you know, volume over the holidays. They're also focused, though, on, again, think of the analogy you gave with your friends. You don't want to have those types of bandwidth issues where you're processing point of sale, credit cards, things of that nature. You need to keep things moving. So these, you know, businesses are investing in more robust connections, but also secure connections, as cybersecurity is something that came up in that survey as an additional concern that these customers have.
So much competition. If you're a small business, you can't afford any downtime or connectivity issues. You're already struggling with inflation and supply chain issues. If you run across a tech issue, that could be seriously affecting your business.
It can. I mean, every hour of downtime, right? First of all, you're losing transactions, means revenue, but you're also losing customer interest. I mean, there's a whole vast of reasons why what you said is very accurate. We hear it from customers all of the time. And what I would say there is, I already discussed with you here connectivity, right? And we call that a primary connection. But that same exact technology can also be used as backup. So what that does, Ryan, in the case where maybe a network outage or something happens, there's a backup network that automatically kicks on. The other piece of that is cybersecurity. I touched upon that. Unfortunately, and the survey showed, more and more businesses are facing things like ransomware, phishing, malware, et cetera, from bad actors. So 70% of the respondents have either already invested or are looking to invest in cybersecurity, because the last thing you want is some sort of hack during your busy season. So that's another area that Verizon can help.
We hear small, medium-sized businesses talking about trying to attract and acquire new employees. Obviously, many are going to want to start ramping up as much as they can as we head toward the holidays. How can technology help them, you know, better meet their hiring needs?
I think today, if people that are looking for a job are more interested in just how much are you going to pay me. They want to know, what's it going to be like to work there? How are you going to make my life simple? What technology are you going to provide me that's going to help me to be my very best when I come to work for you? And so the companies that are able to offer a technology stack, or whatever that may be, it could be a laptop, it could be, you know, cell phones, tablets, any sort of gear that gives that employee access to the critical information and systems and resources that they need, again, whether they're in the office, working from home, out in the field, and it's far more than just the ability to make a phone call or send a text message. It's having access to, again, that critical infrastructure to better do business. So Verizon is very focused on partnering with small and medium business customers to outfit their employees, both existing for retention purposes, as well as new as they acquire new talent, with the right technology.
And then, Mark, where can we go for more information about the survey and other ways that small businesses can benefit?
Yeah, I'll start with our website, right? Because you can definitely find info on the survey there. But you can also find a full, robust suite of tools where our small and medium business customers can learn, get educated, figure out what other companies are doing, can transact there, and certainly get connected with one of our representatives. That's www.verizon.com/business, or they can call their account manager, whom they're aware of, or they can stop by any one of our thousands of retail outlets. We're kicking off SMB days today, September 8th. They'll run through the 14th. They'll receive a free tech evaluation of everything they have and everything we recommend that they have. And we've got some aggressive pricing as well ready for them during these SMB days. So we're excited for that.
And Martina is Vice President of Sales for Verizon Business. Mark, thank you so much for the great information, and appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank you, Ryan. Have a great day.
You too.
Wake up.
It is the Big Wake-Up Call. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and time for my next guest. Fall is certainly a busy time of year since school has started. My daughter's got swim lessons, Girl Scouts. There's so much during the week. And, of course, we're looking for easy, affordable meal options, so I have called in an expert. She is lifestyle expert mom and TV host Kathy Buccio. Some survival tips we can definitely use. You've seen Kathy on the Today Show. Your network affiliates all across the country. Kathy, thank you for calling in. Can definitely use your expertise.
Oh, Ryan, it sounds like you and I are on the same boat there. I feel like we are parents, Uber drivers, chefs, everything, you name it.
I feel like from the time we get up to the time we go to bed, there is some sort of activity involved. It's hard to find any downtime.
It really is. And I feel like we need more hours in the day, and I know that's not something that unfortunately we can do, but we can try to time manage as best as possible. For me, it's about being realistic, right? So I'm a very big to-do list person, but I've changed my perspective and prioritizing maybe 3 to 5 things that I want to do. I want to be organized and I want to make those realistic. But I also know that one of those is always spending less time in the kitchen, because if less time in the kitchen, I can spend more time with my family, treat myself, order something that everyone's going to love, or maybe just order something for myself if I know the kids are out doing, you know, as you said, your daughter has swim, my kids, one of them does cooking, the other one does jujitsu, so I'm going to eat by myself, I'm going to get on that KFC app, and I'm going to see what deal we got going on. I love that chicken, I've loved it since I was a kid, and that's my treat, and that's a way to really find some time and money-saving solutions there.
It's very tempting to do that, and I have done it. You just have to hide the evidence afterwards. My daughter will come home from swim and like, hey.
Yes, for me, it's the biscuits. The biscuits get me in trouble.
Oh, man.
I can tell you how many backseat fights we've had. Recently, actually, a couple weeks ago, we were out visiting my in-laws in Long Island, and we stopped at the KFC by my mother-in-law's house, and I made the mistake of only getting 3 biscuits, and apparently everyone wanted to double up. And it ended with me basically taking everybody's biscuit, Ryan, and nobody got a biscuit because I was like, if we cannot share, we all have one. I was like, am I really having arguments with 2 children right now over biscuits? And that's, you know, so like I said, you got to hide the evidence. But I mean, if you don't do that, then you got to bring extra biscuits home.
That's right. Either you have to ration the biscuits, just make it easy and double up the biscuits. Everyone loves them anyway. Just double them up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Kathy, what else do you have for us today?
Well, I got 2 great deals for you. And I think this is great. We talk about hustle and bustle, right? We talk about life being constant build of things to do and scheduling. And we want to make things easy, but we want to have something that's really yummy, it's really filling and affordable. Right now, KFC has a great 2-piece drum and thigh combo. That's $6. So that's for a limited time, and you can't beat that. And it comes with, you know, their finger-licking good chicken, which I love. The original recipe is my favorite. What's your favorite?
I got to go
extra crispy original.
I got to go with the original. That's like the first one I had as a kid. And there's just something when you taste it, it takes me right back there.
Me too. I mean, I love the crispy, but there's something about biting into original. I get the same feeling, Ryan. I go back to that little girl in me who's at the KFC counter ordering her food, and I get so excited. So, yes. So I love original too. And there's that side of mash and gravy that it comes with, the biscuits as well, and a drink, which I think that right now, so many families, you know, are feeling, you know, the hit that we want to get more for our dollar. You know, we want to bang for our buck. And I think treat yourself and you can get a good meal that's going to be filling and it's going to be hearty. So why not, right? Why not be able to do that for yourself or for your family?
Do you have any other time or money-saving tips that you use in your household?
I do. I mean, I first of all, I'm big on the downloading all the apps, right? The food delivery apps, the KFC apps, so we can save time. If that's something we want to do, we want to eat. If you do the KFC app, you can skip the line. You can get your meal quicker. You can go pick it up. Or you can just get it delivered. And for us, for me and my family, it's about we love to sit together at the dinner table. And I think everything happens, Ryan, correct me if I'm wrong, around that dinner table, around sharing a meal together.
Of course.
And when I don't have to worry about cooking and I can order KFC and I can sit with my family, like I make it a point because sometimes we forget. I make it a point to sit with them and we all go around the table and I'm like, okay, tell me about the best part of your day. What was your favorite thing you did today? And the parents, my husband and I share, and they share. And it's all about connecting. And we do this when we sit together. Instead of rush, 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 let's just take a minute, 5 minutes, and just sit, eat, and talk, and connect in that way. I think more important than time and money is that time we spend together.
You know, that's great. And we do every single night. We sit down and go around the table and say, tell me one good thing that happened today. And, you know, it's kind of sort of eases toward the evening on a really nice note.
I really like that you do that too. Yeah, it does, right? It adds, you know, we're so used to and conditioned, I think, to complain sometimes, like, oh, I have so much homework, or like, oh, this person at work, you know, and instead of like, just redirect and shift, let's start differently, right? Let's start with like, what was good? Let's start with that. And that sets the tone. I 1,000% agree with you, Ryan.
And then Kathy, where can we go for more hints and tips?
Yeah, everything we talked about, and I know that people are eager to download that KFC app because I talked about those two-piece drummers that I combo for $6, and they also have the KFC mac and cheese bowl. That's $5. We're a limited time that you can get also on the app or online. And again, all this info is going to be online, kfc.com, or on the KFC app.
I am so hungry right now. Kathy Buccio is
too.
A lifestyle expert. Kathy, thanks so much for calling in today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Ryan. Have a great one.